1-800-675-5904. That's 1-800-675-5904. Thank you so much for joining us on today's edition of Your Health Matters. My name is Jonathan Greenhut.
And I'm Janice Marie. Have a happy and healthy day.
Greenberg Ryan come out on top.
It's over. The story of the summer.
When the biggest names in sports talk. They talk to Randy Galloway.
Hi, Nolan.
Hey, Randy. You doing all right? You know, I think, Randy, that people were supportive of our group because I think they feel like baseball people are involved with the Texas Rangers now.
Mark Cuban is our guest.
It was boom, 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 boom. You had to be ready to close, so all you could do was bid the cash that you had available. They beat us fair and square. They earned it.
103.3 FM ESPN and ESPNDallas.com. Mike and Mike in the Morning, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. You know us. We know sports. If you're looking for Cowboys training camp coverage, you found it. Brought to you by YouAreChallenged.com. Also Bud Light, KESN-FM and KESN-HD. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Good morning, I'm Kevin Winter. Matt Kuchar has 8 top 10 finishes to his credit this golf season. 36 more holes of golf like he has done over the first 2 days, and he could have his major championship being his first as well. Because of weather delays for his second straight day, Kuchar finished up round one yesterday morning at the PGA Championship. He was able to shoot a 67. He then went out yesterday afternoon, shot a 3-under 69 in round two. The 32-year-old from Florida, 8-under par. He's in the clubhouse leading by one.
I've had a great season. It feels like I've played well nearly every week. So, yeah, this is certainly a great place to be. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to really do something great this weekend.
Kuchar right now leading by one over Nick Watney in the clubhouse at 7-under par. There is a group of 9 golfers that are at 5-under. Play has resumed in round number 2. Jason Day and Bubba Watson on the course. They are each at 5-under par. Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh among the 78 who have to finish up round 2 this morning. Woods had a bogey on 7. Singh with a birdie on 7. Singh's at 3-under for the tournament. Woods even par for the tournament as both now make the turn. Baseball last night. Jonathan Sanchez of the Giants had guaranteed a sweep of the Padres this weekend. It's not going to happen. Sanchez allowed 3 runs into 5 1/3. Took the loss. Padres win 3-2. They go 3.5 clear of San Francisco in the NL West. Braves 3 up on the Phillies in the East. Atlanta has a 1-0 win over the Dodgers as Tim Hudson and Billy Wagner combine on a 4-hitter. Meanwhile, R.A. Dickey of the Mets 1-hits the Phillies in a 1-0 win in Queens. Cardinals over the Cubs 6-3. Still a game up on the Reds. Cincy blast Josh Johnson of the Marlins 7-2. Johnson charged with 6 and just 3 2/3. American League. Tim Wakefield gave up a walk-off home run, his first ever in a regular season game. Rangers rally from down 8-2. Nelson Cruz wins a protectus at 11, 10-9. Kansas City beats the New York Yankees 4-3. Baltimore will win over Tampa 5-0. Minnesota beats the A's 4-3. White Sox still a game back. They have an 8-4 win over the Tigers. Preseason football, Donovan McNabb at his Redskins debut, 5-for-8, 58 yards and a touchdown in 2 series. Washington beats Buffalo 42-17.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
And now, Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao. Orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist and head team physician for the Dallas Mavericks. Live from Dallas, Texas, here's Dr. Tio Soriao.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. Dr. T.O. Soriol here. Live in the studio with Stephen Peters and Clarence Carter. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great.
Morning.
Welcome to all our listeners as well. This is live episode 336. Finishing up the summer of 2010. High school football's already started. NFL preseason's going. Pretty soon we're going to have college. It's a fun time of year if you're a sports fan. And as you know, injuries are part of sports, they say, which is why we're on air, and we've been on air for the last 8 years, almost 9 years. Next month, I think we start our, I lost track, either ninth year or 10th year.
I think it's the ninth, right? I mean, I haven't been here for all of them, so
I can't remember.
Be it for me to start guessing. But if I'm not mistaken, if you're in your eighth year, then
we're
next month
you
start your ninth
year.
I don't think you can go from eight to ten.
You're right.
Unless you're counting by twos.
My goal.
Are we counting by twos?
No, singles.
Okay.
My goal, if the powers that be allow me to do it, I will hopefully finish up 10 years, a decade on the air. Well, this is Inside Sports Medicine. This is a sports medicine call-in show, talk show. Call in with your questions, 214-787-1033. Also, you can text questions as well. And most importantly, if you're new, text in your demographics. Give me 20 characters or less, how old you are, where you're listening from, what you do for a living, that sort of thing. And we have much to get to today, much to get to for this episode 336. With the beginning of high school football, as you know, the NFL has been extremely active this offseason on a new concussion policy. We're going to have Dr. Jim Sterling on the show. He's been on the show before to tell us about what the latest information regarding concussions. This is something that I have taken very seriously, standing on the sideline for the last 25 years. And now it appears that there are some new revelations. And with that, we will have Dr. Sterling on the air with us, telling us what those new revelations are. And if you're a mom and dad listening, then you will know what your coaches and doctors know. So a little bit later in the show, we have a couple of other important items to get to, particularly about vacations. And I was off last week and spent some time with my family, which is always a blast. And I've never seen the show House before. And there was a House marathon. And I found myself addicted to the show. It was unbelievable. And things were coming back to me from the first week of medical school that were on this show, House. And I realized that I am just like most of our listeners. I'm a medical nerd. I don't have pheochromocytoma, but I was watching it and I was very intrigued by the show and how they conducted it and what they were talking about. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the inside scoop is of being a doctor and where we're going in this next decade when it comes to healthcare and healthcare management. So with that being said, 214-787-1033, if you're a regular listener, well, then you know what to do. Don't forget, you can also get Inside Sports Medicine on the internet. You can download the show, previous shows, on iTunes or Podomatic. We're way past 30,000 iTunes, 30,000 downloads, and that's pretty cool. Although, or you can also go to ESPNDallas.com, and Clarence is wonderful about putting on some podcasts. So, back to House. Oh, yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit about fifth metatarsal fractures as well. You probably read it in the paper last week. One of our Mavericks players got injured when he was playing overseas, and he had an unusual fracture and got some time in the paper. So we're going to talk a little bit about not necessarily Roddy's injury, but we're going to talk about what the significance is of that particular injury. So back to what I was saying. The first 4 years of medical school are relatively generic. You go into class and you learn the fundamentals, and you learn the fundamentals about everything. And one of the interesting aspects is that it may be you may spend a week or a chapter in the physiology book talking about an illness that you may never see in your entire career. Well, one of these, and the reason it stuck in my mind is because I really like the name. It's something called a pheochromocytoma, which is a tumor, a very small tumor that's located above the kidney, and it produces chemicals, and it is responsible for skyrocketing blood pressure and whatever, whatever, whatever. Well, it's one of those things that just kind of sticks in your mind. I'm an orthopedist. This is not something that I'm going to see, but it's a really rare event. So I was watching this house marathon, and they were spitting out the symptoms, and my kids were there. It was, you know, we're on vacation, and they're all teenagers, 16, 18, 19. And I saw it and I said, oh, pheochromocytoma. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy. But actually, as the show developed, that is what the patient had. You'll never see this again if you're a medical professional. You'll never see it. You'll never see it. It probably 100 cases a year, maybe 1,000 cases a year in a country of 300 million people. But yet they developed an entire show around it, and it was fascinating, fascinating stuff. 214-787-1033. We're going to get to the calls in this very next segment. Also, 71755 on the text. So, Clarence, you were gone last week, right?
Yes, I was. Actually, I was gone for almost 2 weeks, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I
had a Randy Galloway-like vacation. I was gone for 11 days. Well, 10 days. 10 days.
Where'd you go?
My family decided to take a trip a couple years ago to Alaska, take an Alaskan cruise. So we decided on this like a couple years back. So we finally got everybody synced up, and we went to Seattle for 4 days. And if you haven't been to Seattle in the summer, you need to go. I mean, I'm sure it's not, say Europe or Hawaii, but Seattle is absolutely beautiful, 78 degrees at the most every day.
That's what I hear.
And great food, amazing seafood, amazing food in general.
Remind me to get back to that. You just reminded me of a funny story. Just food.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So then after Seattle, got to Seattle on Saturday, stayed in Seattle until Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon, our Carnival cruise ship departs for Skagway, Alaska, which is even further north than, you know, Juneau, which is the capital. And I don't think you can get to Anchorage by boat. I mean, I think
it was
more inland.
Daylight all the time?
It was the weirdest thing. We would eat dinner, and, you know, after dinner they have the shows and things like that. And you'd come out from an 8 o'clock show at 9 o'clock, and the sun would still be out. And so you're thinking in your mind, it's like, gosh, it's so early, and it would mess me up. Because I'm with my cousins, and so, you know, we'd go to the bar, we go to the casino or whatever, and you feel like it's, you know, say happy hour, but it's like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So you look up, if the sun finally goes down, it's 11:30, and you're, you know, however many drinks in, and it just threw me all off. And then the sun comes right back up at, you know, 6:30 in the morning.
Must have been spectacular scenery.
It was amazing. I was actually looking at some pictures yesterday. I took some pictures with my phone and cameras and stuff like that. But you have not seen more beautiful landscape. I actually took a tour up to from Skagway up into Canada on the actual Yukon Trail, the Gold Rush, whatever. And so there was, at one point, I was in Canada and America at the same time, you know, and just some amazing, amazing, amazing views.
Well,
it was
that's
absolutely amazing.
On my list, on my bucket list to go see Alaska. So we went to a beach destination, and I was dedicated to eating nothing but seafood for the entire time I was there. So we're on our way home now. We're on our way home. I know we don't have much time. We got to go to the phones, but I have to bring this story in. So we were coming back. We get to the airport, and I was dying for something that is not fish-related. So I go to a burger joint, and I order a small burger, okay? So just a small burger because I'm just kind of want that taste. And the first bite, all bread. All right, so I rotate it around. Second bite, all bread. The heck's going on here? So I open it up, and the patty, the meat patty, was about the size of the pickle. And I thought to myself, what has this world come to? Now, I'm not going to tell you what the franchise is, but their initials are BK. And it was something that was a little unusual in that, yes, okay, so it was only a buck. I understand that. But there was hardly anything in there. And I don't know if that's where we're going or maybe that was just an airport thing. But obviously it didn't satisfy. With that being said, do we have time for calls now or do we? All right. We're gonna go to this quick little break. Then we're going to come back and take all your calls. 214-787-1033. Also on the text, you guys are funny this morning. It's already 7. It's only 16 past the hour, and we're already getting some funny
text. I have a response for...
No.
Yes, I do.
We'll respond after the break.
Indeed,
how's that?
We shall.
All right, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWhinney's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWhinney's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, talking about millions of things in just 60 seconds. Better talk fast, Mike.
Actually, I just want to talk about one thing. The big tire sale going on right now at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Oh, well, take your time then.
The big tire sale is a great chance to save a bunch of money on name brand tires because Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers will beat any competitor's advertised price.
That's right, Mike. And if you buy four Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires, you'll get a $100 cash rebate. $100. And that's on top of the low-price tire guarantee. You forgot to mention that.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you. You know, we have nearly 20 seconds left, Mike.
Well, that's awkward.
Tell me, Mike, how many tires do Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers sell every year?
Oh, millions.
Aha! So technically you did talk about millions of things in under 60 seconds.
That's true. And technically, you still haven't read the disclaimer.
Oh, boy. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. See participating dealership or call 1-877-310-3673 for mail-in rebate details through 83110.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. first-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the NorthTexasHondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Stephen Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. It's been a string of three straight one-run games at the ballpark. Last night, Texas trailed by 8-2 to the Red Sox before fighting their way back to a 10-9 win in 11 innings. To lead off the bottom of the 11th, Nelson Cruz took the first pitch he saw off Tim Wakefield deep into the left field stands.
Whatever he throws is a knockout ball, you know, so always good with that pitch. Especially the first pitch, he always tried to throw for a strike, you know, try to tee him up. So that was what I was looking for.
It was the biggest comeback victory of the season for Texas. The win, coupled with the Angels losing to the Blue Jays, pushed the Rangers' lead in the West to 8.5 games. New co-owner Chuck Greenberg talked to Galloway & Company yesterday and says that the new ownership group will try to sell the idea of home to ace Cliff Lee. ESPN Dallas's Calvin Watkins says that Tony Romo's sore back suffered in the preseason game against Oakland is doing okay, and he'll be at practice today in Oxnard. Also, according to Watkins, rookie wideout Dez Bryant should be out of his walking boot and begin rehab on his injured right ankle today in Oxnard. At the PGA Championship, second-round play resumes today, fog-free as it stands now. Matt Kuchar leads the field at 8-under. Nick Watney is in second at 7-under. Tiger Woods is one over through 8 holes and is even on the tournament. The projected cut is 2-over. And in basketball, Scottie Pippen, Karl Malone, and the 1992 Olympic Dream Team were enshrined into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm Stephen Peters. Tune in, log in, join in, 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. That would be Clarence Carter.
And I will take full responsibility for this song because I heard it every night on the cruise. They beat me over the head with it.
Wow.
So, it's catchy.
It is. It's catchy, too.
I'm caught on a bad romance.
All right, T.O. Soriao here, Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters there. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine, live episode 336. 214-787-1033. As promised, we are going to go to the lines during this segment. We also have to go to, we don't have to go to it, but I want to go to it. We've got Dr. Sterling, who will be a guest in the next segment. And then
your calls for the entire 9 to 10 o'clock hour. So with that being said, let's go to Trevor. Hey, Trevor, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. Trevor?
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, I just have a quick question.
Sure.
I got an MRI done about Thursday this past week, and
on what part of your body?
Say that again.
What part of your body?
All I can hear is a song.
I'm sorry. Hang on a second. We'll make sure that goes away.
Oh, there you go. I can hear you.
All right. So what's up? So what part of your body did you have an MRI on?
My ankle and foot area.
Okay. So go ahead.
I'm a collegiate soccer player, and so I'm pretty active. And just this past summer, I was out kicking a ball with some friends, and I just started having this pain in my ankle. And when I got my MRI done, the report came back, and it said that I had an accessory ossicle and a possible ganglion cyst. And I was just gonna see what your opinion would be on that.
Well, I'm assuming you've already seen a doctor who ordered the MRI, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, both of those things are relatively non-specific findings, and I'm a huge soccer fan, and if you've listened to the show before, you know how much I love it. And English Premier League's coming up, and World Cup was just over, and I spent 5 years taking care of the Dallas Burn when they were down at the Cotton Bowl. So I'm very familiar with soccer players and soccer injuries. And having said that, all of you guys have foot and ankle problems. Every one of you guys have foot and ankle problems. And if we get an MRI on every member of the soccer club, you're going to find abnormalities on every single MRI. And the trick for your doctor is going to be to match your symptoms with the findings that they have on the MRI and see if that truly is the cause or if that's just something that's coincidental. So, you know, if you did not have an acute injury, if somebody didn't step on your ankle, if you didn't roll your ankle, then you kind of have to leave it up to the judgment of the doctor who's examining you. A ganglion cyst is relatively common, and I'm not sure that really means a heck of a lot. Accessory ossicles, which is an extra calcium bone, about 22% of people have that. Sometimes it's symptomatic, sometimes it's just an extra little finding. So I don't really know which way to go with this, Trevor, other than both of those findings at this point are not alarming, and you have to match them to the examination. Have you already seen your doctor after the MRI?
Not after the MRI. They called me with the results, and it was too late for me to run over there and have him read off the results to me. But
yeah, well, you know, why don't we see what he says? Is it just pain that caused this?
Yeah, it's just a sharp pain right along that tendon that runs across the top of the ankle and then down into the foot. It's kind of where the tendon meets the foot. It's just a sharp pain in there.
Well, one of the things, you know, common things occur commonly, so tendonitis is most likely what's happening here. But, again, it's a radio show. I'm sure your doctor was looking for a stress fracture because soccer players get stress fractures. So okay. Just let's see what he says and give me a buzz next week.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck, Trevor.
Thank you.
I'm a big soccer fan, and I'm not sure that I'm not sure that I could help that young man on that one. So let's go to John. How are you, John? You're on ESPN.
I'm doing well. How are you, Doctor?
Very well. What you got for us today?
All right. A couple weeks ago, I was playing basketball. Well, it's been a couple months ago now. And I twisted my left knee just and felt like kind of a pop. And ever since then, I didn't have like much motion in it. It's real stiff in the morning, real stiff like sitting down. And it's tough to go play ball. And about a few weeks ago, I jumped into a swimming pool, and it kind of jarred again. And I was like, that's it. You know, I can't really play for this summer. It's just going to keep bothering me. And I never saw a doctor or anything about it, of course. So last Wednesday, I decided I'm going to go out to the basketball court and put a knee brace on to try to play. And I went out there and played for about an hour. And now it doesn't hurt anymore. So, I mean, I don't know what I did. I know what whenever I first did it, I turned and I felt a pop, and I was just down. I was like, no. So I was thinking I dislocated it. Not dislocated, I don't know.
Sure. Well, I don't expect you to know. So let me ask you this. After your injury, did it swell?
A little bit.
Did you limp?
Yeah.
And how long did it take? Weeks, or you were limping around for days or weeks?
Probably limping around on my tiptoes for a week, maybe a little bit more.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Again, it's a radio show, so it's awfully hard for me to say. But when I hear basketball, twisting, pop, and limp, you got to think either cartilage or ligament, and neither one of those is good.
Oh, I know. I mean, I thought it was cartilage because I like whenever I'd be down on my knees doing something, that sounds awful. But just the back of my knee, I would have like this awful, awful pain where I couldn't really bend it all the way.
Yeah,
you know, and it was just I was like, maybe it's like a ligament, you know. In that case, I don't know. But
well, I don't think that you're out of the woods. I mean, the fact that you were able to play last week for an hour and your knee felt okay, I'm not sure that that's necessarily the end of the story.
Well, I think that my friend that I usually play ball with, he's telling me that like you did the same thing last year, and I don't have any recollection of it. You know, I mean, I hurt myself all the time when we play out there on the courts because it's
well,
fun.
And again, these things, and this is the interesting thing about what we do here is that there are a couple of injuries that just don't heal and they become recurrent injuries. One of them is a ligament injury that has to do with the knee. We used to call it a trick knee back in the old days. Oh, yeah, I've got a trick knee. Well, those things don't heal. And it may not necessarily be a problem every single time you play. But if you add it up, you're probably going to have some issues with that knee. Look, a really safe thing to do that will be cost effective is to just have your knee examined. May not necessarily need an MRI or things like that, but an examination will tell you whether the knee's stable or not.
Yeah, and I've thought about that, but I don't know. Insurance, yeah. Et cetera, you know.
Oh, I know. I know how it is. Yeah, but I don't think you're out of the woods, so be careful.
I don't think so either. So I have a knee brace, but it's not the the sturdiest one, but it does a trick. And
right.
I mean, I don't know. I usually let things like this slide. I'm like, it doesn't cause me no pain and ain't no problem. But
yeah, well, you're not out of the woods. Thanks, John.
I know. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Hey, Doc, he talked about, he just said, you know, he has a knee brace.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you talked about braces before versus sleeves. And can you just kind of re-rack that discussion?
Sure. You know, actually, I was going to get to that. You can tell we've been working together long enough now because you read my mind on this. You can't just kind of get a generic knee brace and think that that is going to hold your knee. A brace usually has some type of a metal component and a hinge component, and it is meant to stabilize a joint. An ankle brace has something firm to stabilize the ankle. A wrist brace has something firm to stabilize the wrist. The same thing with a knee brace. So if you have a problem other than a ligament injury, a brace really isn't going to help you. Now, the second category that Clarence was talking about is a sleeve. Now, we have knee sleeves and elbow sleeves and thigh sleeves if you pull a hamstring and shin sleeves if you've got shin splints and whatever. That has no structural support whatsoever. It's tight, it's usually hot and sweaty, and that's usually their function is that because they are so warm, hot, and sweaty is they increase blood flow and they make the symptoms feel better. So we use sleeves for tendonitis. We use sleeves for tennis elbow, those sort of things. So the distinction between a brace and a sleeve is structural. If you have a cartilage problem, for example, which is a cushion, neither one's going to really help you. But a lot of people swear by them because it makes them feel better. But the distinction is there's the brace versus a sleeve. Now, having said that, there are a bazillion different types of knee braces. And each of them has a little bit of a tweak to help with a specific ligament. For patellar instability, for example, the brace, the structural component, is just a little horseshoe that fits in the front of the brace, and that little horseshoe is what holds the kneecap in place. So you cannot just go pick up a quote-unquote brace unless you know exactly specifically what it is that you're working on. A couple of weeks ago, we had a caller, or actually it was an email, that a young man bought a knee brace, a custom-made knee brace off of eBay, and he asked me what my thoughts were. I was kind of amazed that someone would sell something like that. I was also amazed that someone would buy something like that, because how do you know that that size fits your leg, et cetera, et cetera? But there are some, I mean, you can spend $1,500 on a custom ACL knee brace that once you're done with it, really will not fit anybody else. And they do come in rights and lefts and things like that. So anyway, now you got me talking about braces, Clarence. Do we have time to go to a couple more? All right, can you pull it up so we can go to 214-787-1033? All right, let's go to Frank. Hey, Frank, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, good morning, Doc.
What you got?
Well, okay, little brief history. I'm 48. I got started cycling a couple of years ago so I can take the pressure off my knees.
Love it. Great idea.
Got cut off, diagnosed with I laid off for a while.
Well, what do you mean you got cut off? So somebody ran
off by a car and I went down and twisted my knee. Couldn't really walk very well, so I laid off for several months. Finally went in, had an MRI done. I had a torn meniscus in two places.
Yep.
So I went in. I had the surgery done.
Had a scope.
I had the scope.
Okay.
He said he cleaned it up.
Yep.
Found that the articulating cartilage was also fractured. So he, I guess, drilled some holes to stimulate some fibrous tissue growth or whatever.
Right. That's called microfracture.
Right. That. So anyway, I went back several months and it just wasn't getting better. The pain wasn't getting any better. So after, I had my surgery in January, in March, we're thinking I was going to see progress. I was still having a lot of pain. So then he said, well, you had the beginning stages of arthritis in that knee. So I'm like, well, is that something that should have been caught before the surgery? And if it was, then was surgery the best option? Because I'm 6 months out now, and my knee buckles on me, and when I overuse it,
right,
and I get excruciating pain.
You know, I absolutely love your question. I really do. I could devote an entire hour on just your phone call. I'm not sure we have the time to do that, so I'm going to have to wrap it up real quick.
Sure.
I'll tell you what. I'll answer this after the break. How's that?
Okay, that's good, but I'm fixing to be at work. So.
Are you not going to be able to hear?
Yeah, I won't be able to listen to it. So.
All right. You know what? Email me. And I'm going to answer it. I'm going to answer it to the public, but go ahead and email me. Go to insidesportsmedicine.com or better yet, just Google Texas Sports Medicine and email me, and I'll talk to you about it. It's going to be a long email. How's that?
That's perfectly fine, because I even asked for a cadaver transplant, and he said, well, with the beginning stages of arthritis, they see that they wear out in about 6 months.
Yeah.
So I was like, then wasn't this told me before my surgery? Because I wouldn't have gone through with it, because I had better success just living with the pain at night rather than all day long.
I know. I feel bad for you. What it's going to turn out in the end, is this going to turn out to be a communication problem?
Right.
All right. Okay. Hang on, Frank. All right. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWayne's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Hear that? That's the sound of September 2nd approaching, which is the date Time Warner Cable's contract with ESPN may expire. So unless the parties reach an agreement by that date, Time Warner Cable subscribers might no longer be able to enjoy some of the best sports programming on TV, including SportsCenter and Monday Night Football. Of course, if you have Fios, you'll get all your favorite channels this fall. So switch to Fios today, before September 2nd arrives. Just call 888-381-7288 and get the best TV, internet, and phone, plus the Fios movie package free for 1 year. That's 60 premium movie channels like Starz, Showtime, and more free for 12 months. Plus get Epix free for 12 months, all for only $99.99 a month. And now you have the option to sign up with no term contract required. Just call 888-381-7288. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios services available in select areas. Offer expires 9/25/10. Call for details.
Football Nation, when it comes to buying your new Nissan, we have the best team in town at Orr Nissan of Corinth. If you're looking for a team that's going to be on your side when you need the best deal, then you have to see the staff at Orr Nissan. We will work you the best deal in the Metroplex with exceptional customer service every time. This week's game plan includes a 2010 Nissan Altima for $15,588. That's right, just $15,588, and not just one at this price, but a nice selection for you to choose from. With back to school right around the corner, they have the Nissan Versa, Cube, or the Center for only $89 per month. That's right, $89 per month. And we're not just saving you money. Nissan will get you up to 34 miles per gallon with 0% down and 0% financing available. Our goal is 100% credit approval, and you'll always get more for your trade at Orr Nissan. So stop by Orr Nissan of Corinth off of Interstate 35 today, or check them out at orrnissan.com. You'll always save more at Orr.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas HondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Stephen Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Texas has had an affinity for one-run games lately. Last night it was no different. After trailing at 1.8-2 to the Red Sox, the Rangers fought their way back to a 10-9 win in 11 innings. Nelson Cruz provided the heroics, going yard off the first pitch from Tim Wakefield in the bottom of the 11th. Josh Hamilton says the team is learning how to win and be resilient at the same time.
We've always had them as a Rangers team, but now we're putting up some wins and still have that. So that's a pretty exciting combo.
It was the biggest comeback victory of the season for Texas last night. The win pushed its lead to 8.5 games in the West. New co-owner Chuck Greenberg talked to Galloway & Company yesterday and says that the new ownership group will do whatever it can to keep Cliff Lee as a Ranger next year, which includes boosting the team's payroll. ESPNDallas.com's Calvin Watkins says that Tony Romo's sore back suffered in the preseason game against Oakland is doing much better, and he'll be at practice today in Oxnard. Also, according to Watkins, rookie wideout Des Bryant should be out of his walking boot and begin rehab on his injured right ankle. At the PGA Championship, second round play resumes today fog-free. As it stands right now, Matt Kuchar leads the field at 8-under. Jim Furyk is 4-under on the round. He's up to third at 6-under. Tiger Woods is even through 10 holes and is 1-under on the tournament. The projected cut is 2-over. And in basketball, Scottie Pippen, Karl Malone, and the 1992 Olympic Dream Team were enshrined into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame last night. I'm Stephen Peters. Tune in, log in, join in, 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Dr. T.O. Soriao here, Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters there. 214-787-1033 is the line to call in with questions. 71755 is the text to text in with questions or your demographics. Don't text and drive. Had a long discussion with my son about texting and driving yesterday. So with that being said, the last phone call, Frank from Fort Worth, had an injury on his bicycle. And tore a meniscus, had a scope, and part of the scope they did punctured little holes in the bone called microfracture, and he's now been told that he has some arthritic changes, still has some pain, and didn't sound like he was all too pleased with the fact that he did not know about this arthritis in advance. And I told him he had to go to work, so he may or may not be listening, but I told him I could probably devote an entire episode to that phone call alone. Common things occur commonly. And what I suspect is going on is a simple case of miscommunication. Part of the reason that I love doing this show is because I want to get the record straight, both on behalf of the doctors and as well on behalf of the patients. We should be teaching health from pre-K all the way through high school. And we should get a better feel for how our body works and how our body functions so that we can become more educated healthcare consumers. I think part of the problem that we face that maybe other countries don't face is that we really don't understand the difference between a virus and a bacteria. You go to your doctor and say, I want antibiotics, and you get a $50 prescription for antibiotics. Well, turns out you have a virus and those antibiotics are worthless. This is basic. This is healthcare 101, and we don't know that. Well, basic healthcare 101, what is arthritis? I don't think that the general public really understands what arthritis is. And yes, you don't have to go to medical school. I understand. I'm an orthopedist, and yes, I understand all that. But arthritis is simply wearing out of the cartilage on the end of the bone. That's it. And if you've eaten a drumstick, if you've eaten a turkey leg, you've seen on top of the bone there is a cap of white, shiny gristle. And that white, shiny gristle, we have that in humans as well. In fact, mammals all have that. It is a layer of cartilage that protects the end of the bone so that when you have a joint, the bone is not rubbing on the other bone. It's cartilage sliding on cartilage. Well, when this cartilage starts to wear out and eventually the bone is exposed, old people talk about bone on bone all the time, that process is arthritis. So Frank, the last caller, said he's 48 years old. His MRI showed a torn meniscus. They went in there, and in addition to trimming the meniscus, they also poked holes in the exposed bone, and he was a little upset that nobody told him he had arthritis. I think that at blame here, if one can point a finger, is the doctor should have said that, hey, this is a possibility. You're 48 years old. You've been active your entire life. I'm going to scope the knee. There may very well be some arthritis in there. Now, my style at Texas Sports Medicine is we talk about this in advance. I will not do a microfracture on a patient unless they tell me it's okay to do a microfracture. because it completely changes the rehab recovery. I don't like doing microfracture on older athletes because my experience is it doesn't work, which is essentially what Frank's experience is. He's 48 years old. He had microfracture. He's having just as much pain now as he did before. So this is a matter of communication. The process of arthritis in some people starts in their 20s. That cartilage that covers the end of the bone may start to get rough and irregular and start making noise, maybe not necessarily with any pain, in their 20s. So for a 48-year-old to have early arthritis, it doesn't surprise me. But you should have talked about it in advance. Now, again, the fact that the microfracture did not work is not a great surprise. It's just not a great surprise. So with that being said, you know, I'm not sure that Frank has too many options at this point. Now, one of the things that he was saying is that he feels like his knee is buckling. Well, that to me is a classic sign of weakness after a scope or surgery or injury. And he probably needs a little bit more rehab. But again, this is a radio show, and what we do is we fill in the blanks. And the process of arthritis should be something that everyone really understands. And it's natural. What's happening, I didn't want to devote this particular episode to this topic, but we're into it. What's happening is we're outgrowing our joints. We're outliving our joints. What, 100 years ago, the life expectancy was in the 50s? Now our life expectancy is in the 80s. As a general rule, our population is very active. We're playing sports. We're doing this and we're doing that, and we're wearing out our joints. And arthritis is just kind of part of it. There are a lot of little tricks as to how to cope with it. There are a lot of little tricks. There are supplements. There are, you know, new injections that are available to help with this. And I don't know. I just think we need a better understanding and probably better communication. So with that being said, goodness, every line is full. Do I have to go in order? Go whichever way I want is the directive. So let's go to Calvin from Oklahoma. Hey, Calvin, how are you?
Good.
You're on Inside Sports Medicine. What you got for me today?
I have got a 15-year-old son that plays high school football. In the last year or so, he's been having a reoccurring groin injury, and it's already, you know, 2 weeks into his workouts, and it's already flared up on him.
Was there an injury that started this?
No, just last year, you know, toward the end of the season, it just popped up on him, and, you know, he took a month off and iced it and did everything they said, and then, you know, he played a little while and it come right back, and then all off season, he rested it, and then just 2 weeks in, it's already just popped right back.
Well, the easy answer is you need to have this checked out. You need to have an X-ray. You need to have an MRI. I take groin injuries in adolescents very seriously, because it's not always muscular. Now, granted, you can have a groin pull here and a groin pull there, but usually those things heal rapidly. But if it's something that lingers, then you've got to check it out. And hip problems often radiate to the groin. So you're really obligated at this stage to work this up.
Okay.
Now,
okay. Should I see a sports medicine doctor or just
check? In a perfect world, yes. I mean, in a perfect world, that is what I'm going to recommend, because those are the types of doctors that are familiar with groin injuries in adolescents. Now, okay. If you don't have that option, then I would go to a general orthopedist. They know, okay, certainly know what to look for. If you get stuck, just email me and I'll try to give you some direction.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay.
You at this stage, since it's been going on that long, you're going to need an X-ray, and don't stop there if it turns out negative. If the X-ray comes back negative, don't stop there. Make sure you get an MRI.
Yeah, because he's saying it's getting pretty painful this time. It's making him limp more this time than it did all the other times. You know, it's progressing and getting, you know, worse every time he injures it.
This is easy. This is easy. Just get an X-ray. If it's positive, you got your answer. If it's negative, get an MRI, and I bet you'll find something, and it's going to need some treatment. So
That's good. I'm glad you called in.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Inside Sports Medicine, 214-787-1033. Some texts coming in as well. Next hour, beginning of next hour, Dr. Sterling is going to be here to tell us a little bit about the newest and latest and greatest in concussions. Jim's been a guest on this show before many, many times. And now with the beginning of football season, high school football in particular, we're going to try to get this information out. So make sure you're still with us at the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour. Let's go back to the phones. How about Curtis? Hey, Curtis, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, good morning, Doctor. I'm hoping you can settle a little the in-house argument there at my house. My wife's a high school coach, and I am a paramedic. And
okay.
Our daughter's playing volleyball and basketball, and the old school was always, you know, my wife is pushing us to buy braces for their ankles that, you know,
okay.
They need to have that in case they fall, you know, they come down on somebody's foot and that kind of stuff. And I'm of the aspect that we need to look at, no, it needs to be not a preventative, but in case something does happen to support the ankle, because I've seen some injuries that are worse by wearing them where it ends up being higher. So I wanted to get your take on it. Do you think our 13-year-old daughter ought to be wearing the braces in games and in practice, or do you think we ought to be just getting some good supportive tennis shoes and seeing how it goes?
Well, I think you need to listen to your wife on this one.
Okay.
I'm leaning towards her side of the argument. Here's the thought. And by the way, this question's come up before many times over the past 8 years. And it's a great question. It's an absolutely great question, because you do raise an interesting point, and that is, if you're wearing a brace and you have an injury, is the injury worse because you had the brace on? And I think that it is a possibility that the injury could be worse, but I think the benefits outweigh the negatives.
Okay.
Just to give you an example, when you're talking about running, cutting sports, basketball and volleyball, there are lots of feet. There's lots of jumping. You can easily land on another player's foot. So ankle sprains are common in these types of sports. Most, if not all, NBA teams require their players to be either taped or braced. And if they have an injury, if they have a history of an injury, oftentimes we will do both. We will tape their ankles and make them wear a brace. So as a general rule, for preventative reasons, almost everybody in the NBA gets taped or braced. Now, there's no reason why we can't use that same logic with your 13-year-old daughter. Ankle braces are, if they properly fit, the benefits outweigh the negatives. One of the arguments that I heard in the past is that, well, then the players get accustomed to it and it weakens the ankle. And the answer is no. That is not actually the case, because you're in an ankle brace maybe 2 out of the 24 hours of the day, and that's not long enough for anybody to get accustomed to it. And the reason we use braces is for ligaments anyway, so the ligaments aren't going to get weakened just because you have a brace on. So I'm leaning towards your wife's argument on this one.
Okay. That's
thanks.
Fine.
Great. All right, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, 214-787-1033. And all right, when we come back, Dr. Sterling will be on. We're going to talk a little bit about concussions. Also, more calls. We got a couple lines that are open now. You can text us 71755. You're listening to 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
Football is about harnessing that aggression into a team effort to achieve perfection.
Now, how about some season tickets? Miller Lite, the official beer choice of the Dallas Cowboys, is giving you the chance to win Cowboys season tickets. Listen to 103.3 FM ESPN for the keyword. Text it in to 71755 for your sweepstakes entry. Log on to ESPNDallas.com for official rules and details.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-2-